listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's organized retail stores, which contribute around 12% of overall fast-moving consumer goods sales, grew the highest in six quarters at 21.1% year-on-year. During the April-June period, Nielsen IQ data shows on the back of a stable urban demand environment. Steady urban sales across categories such as food, home care and personal care, the Data Insights and Market Research Agency said, helped modern trade outperform traditional trade, which grew at 6.2% year-on-year in the June quarter. Nielsen IQ does not track e-commerce sales, but industry estimates suggest that the online channel grew at about 12-15% year-on-year in terms of FMCG sales in the June quarter. For perspective, 8% of overall FMCG sales comes from e-commerce, while traditional trade contributes around 80% of overall FMCG sales in the country. The revival in traditional trade in the June quarter versus 1.9% in the March quarter has been led by a recovery in rural markets, Nielsen IQ said. Moving on, IT services company Wipro announced that it has launched a new Center of Excellence on Generative Artificial Intelligence AI in partnership with the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. The primary objective of the center will be to support foundational and applied research in the field of generative AI. It will also work on R&D projects and gauge the commercial potential of projects that students at the Yardi School of Artificial Intelligence at IIT Delhi are working on. The partnership is in line with Wipro's $1 billion commitment to drive and accelerate AI-led innovation as part of the Wipro AI 360 ecosystem. We are excited to partner with IIT Delhi to foster accelerated innovation in some of the most exciting emerging areas of technology, said Subha Tadavarti, Chief Technology Officer at Wipro Limited. Now, a news related to YouTube. The short form is what viewers seem to be getting addicted to. The big boys in the space, Google's YouTube, and Meta's Reels are thus going long on the market for apps enabling creation of short, 60-second videos, which entertain but also successfully market a consumer product or convey a social message. Homegrown apps like Chingari, Raposo, Moj are some of the other players in this segment. 3 years back, YouTube launched its short-form video platform Shorts in India. It now counts on it to boost its next leg of growth. The number of channels uploaded to Shorts daily grew over 80% in 2022. Today, Shorts is consumed by 2 billion people globally every month. The short-form apps, which thrived on the ban on Chinese app TikTok in India in 2020, is expected to be a $8 to $12 billion monetization opportunity by 2030, according to RedSeer. In a separate development, the Indian hospital industry has seen a ramp-up in private equity investments with deals worth over Rs 27,000 crore in the last 2 years, rating agency ICRA said. Investments in Manipal Hospitals, Sahyadri Hospitals and ASGI Hospital, Maxi Vision Eye Hospital are the leading deals. TeamSec invested Rs 16,400 crore to acquire a majority stake in Manipal Health. The eye care segment has generated interest among PE investors as nearly Rs 4,000 crore going into these hospitals in the last couple of months. ASG Hospital saw General Atlantic and Kedara investing Rs 1,500 crore. Maxi Vision Eye Hospital, Rs 1,300 crore from Quadria Capital. And Dr. Agarwal's Healthcare, Rs 1,050 crore. In another development, the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal on Wednesday granted 3 weeks' time to the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to file its response to a plea by Adi Sri Commercial, the erstwhile promoter company of two insolvent SREI firms. Adi Sri Commercial, the promoter company of SREI Infrastructure Finance and SREI Equipment Finance, moved the appellate tribunal after NCLT Kolkata bench dismissed its application, which urged the tribunal to recall the order initiating insolvency proceedings against the two NBFCs. The NCLT approved the resolution plan of state-backed National Asset Reconstruction Company for the two SREI companies under the corporate insolvency resolution process. Now, a news related to industry. Four of the top six Indian IT service companies have disclosed that they together have contingent liabilities of around Rs 22,400 crore pertaining to pending and ongoing cases, which they are fighting before various courts and tax forums in India. The tech companies revealed this in compliance with a recent notification from SEBI that requires companies to disclose pendency of any litigations or disputes. Last but not the least, The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open marginally lower on August 17, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader market, with a loss of 46 points. The BSE Sensex gained 137 points to close Wednesday's session at 65,539 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 30 points higher at 19,465 points, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,602 points and trying to sustain the ongoing momentum. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.